Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territories of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from the territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by an legion, sitting there clothed in his right mind, and they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him. And all were amazed. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The calling to follow Jesus is different. This man, Jesus did not seem to follow him. You stay in your house, stay in your hometown, and spread the good news for him. So different. Some people are called to spread the gospel overseas. The missionary congregation is this. They all send out to different parts of the world. But some are told to remain in their own city. For me, for example, we diocesan priests are used to stay in our hometown to work for the church. And some missionaries send out to different countries. No matter what, important, we have to live the spirit of Christ. Obedience, love, unconditional love to everyone, that's unique. No matter we are missionary or local clergy or any person, we are baptized into the life of Christ. We live the life of Christ. That means to say, we have to see Jesus in every person, treat them as they would treat Jesus. And within ourselves, we have Jesus to tell the people through our works, through our deeds, that God is the only choice we have in our life. Thank the Lord we are chosen through baptism to follow Him. No matter where we are just one simple mission to love unconditionally every person we meet today in our daily life.